meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 65. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 42. Tonight, cloudy skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Kansas Walmart store managers are getting a pay increase along with bonuses as a national retail chain has announced more incentives will be released to its U.S. store managers. The update was released by John Verner, the president and CEO of Walmart U.S. This is built upon pay increases and bonuses. Store manager annual stock grant of animals were found neglected in a Topeka home. 18 of them were dead. A captain with the Topeka Police Department says that the conditions of the Central Topeka home were petty. The two that were arrested and have been booked into Shawnee County Jail are facing animal cruelty charges. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Kansas Attorney Chris Kobach and a coalition of attorneys general across the country have sent a letter to the Biden administration to support Texas's border defense. The attorney general said that since President Biden took office, more than 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed the southern border, roughly the population of Iowa and Utah combined. This includes a record illegal immigration, along with a flood of deadly drugs and an influx of human trafficking. The attorneys general from Iowa and Utah led the coalition, and four out of the five states that surround Kansas have joined the letter as well. In other news, 25-year-old Manhattan man Brandon Lloyd Welty was arrested in connection with a robbery in Manhattan and is on a $90,000 bond. He was arrested late yesterday evening in the 400 block of Leavenworth Street in Riley County. He has now been booked into Riley County Jail on suspicion of aggravated robbery with a dangerous weapon, along with a probation violation. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Students, faculty, and visitors to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln now have a new way to contact the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's police department through texting with a program called Convey 911. Sarah Hack, the UNLPD dispatch director, spoke with KOLN.
They can also ask to access their phone video. So if they needed to show us what was going on, if there was a car fire, an emergency or something, they needed to show us the scene, we also have that capability. Those are kind of secondary options for us. We're really using it for more for communication, but it's really nice to know that as technology advances, that UNLPD is really at the forefront of that.
In other news, the party may be over for clever and humorous safety tips on message boards installed over Nebraska freeways. freeways. The Federal Highway Administration said in a recent update that they recommend states steer clear of messages with humor, double meanings, and references to pop culture, meaning that different sayings like don't be a clown, put the phone down may come to an end very soon. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A program on managing risk with ARC, PLC, and SCO, considering trade-offs and tools, will be featured Zoom with ag producers through the Kansas State Department of Ag Economics this Friday, February 2nd, from noon to 1. If you're unable to attend the live meeting, recordings of the presentation will be available afterward. The deadline for agricultural risk coverage, price loss coverage, for crops with base acres is March 15th. Same deadline as for crop insurance for spring-planted crops. Producers who select PLC have the option of adding a supplemental coverage option to their crop insurance policy. This webinar will cover implications of current market conditions for these choices and tools available on agmanager.info to support producer decisions. No fee, advance registration is required. Contact Rich Llewellyn at rvl@ksu.edu or contact your local extension office for more information. On this Zoom conference, Friday, noon to 1, again, recordings of the presentation will be available afterward. Kansas State University Beef Extension Specialists and agents will be hosting several cow-calf production-focused meetings throughout the state through February. Programs are a joint effort between state specialists and local extension units and aim to address various topics pertinent to local needs and conditions experienced by producers. Topics will range from risk management tools and cowherd nutrition considerations following drought to heifer development strategies and bull selection. Those meetings include a stop in Seneca February 5th. Rebuilding the cowherd begins at 6:30 at the Wolsencroft Event Center. For additional details or reservations, contact Ross Mosteller at 785-336-2184 or rmostell@k-state.edu. Information about the meeting can also be found at ksubeef.org and through local unit websites. Marshall County Historical Society is seeking volunteers to keep the courthouse open weekends and holidays April through September. Volunteers will cover the courthouse Saturday and Sundays 1 to 4, as well as holidays. If you're passionate about history and culture and have a few hours to spare, please contact the Marshall County Historical Society. Phone Diane at 785-562-5010. Volunteer shifts are available Saturday and Sundays, allowing you to choose a schedule that fits your availability. Bernard R. Wayne Hill, age 87, of Home, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 4:30 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for R. Wayne Hill.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny and much warmer today with our highs in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 30s and mid 40s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 70s. And mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. There will be a chance for some rain showers on Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then rain showers are likely into Friday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain will continue into Saturday, a bit cooler with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Easterly winds around 15 to 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then more rain showers throughout Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Easterly winds still gusting as high as 30. Rain showers will continue into Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, and some showers possible Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 41, record high in this state 66. The average low 19, the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:36, sunset this evening at 5:45.
In Britain, it's a very good thing if Bob's your uncle. We look at the origins of that very strange expression on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 31st, the 31st day of the year. Baseball legend Jackie Robinson was born 105 years ago, and the trademark Coca-Cola was first registered on this day in 1893. If you're an Anglophile or just watch a bit of British television, you've surely heard the expression, Bob's your uncle, meaning you're all set or you've got it made. Bob, as it turns out, was Lord Robert Salisbury, who served as Prime Minister in the late 18th century. He was famous for securing plum positions and advantages for his nephew, who would later become Prime Minister himself. Robert's lavish nepotism earned him a reputation as the kind of uncle you'd want to have. If Bob was your uncle, you'd have made it in the shade. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes profit sharing, comprehensive insurance package, paid time off, and more. It's not too late to get your new year started off right. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO employer, vets, and disabilities welcome. Learn more online at Landall.com today.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs and their defense have been lauded all year long, and a lot of the credit goes to defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, who's been in the league for decades. Chief safety Justin Reed says that the man that they call Spags is his favorite coach and the greatest coordinator in NFL history. Here's what he told WDAF.
He's awesome, bro. He's so awesome, man. We just have full trust and belief in the game plan that Coach Spags puts together, that no matter what happens, even if they do score, say, a touchdown on the first drive, we're going to live and die by the game plan because we know it's going to work.
The defense then made T-shirts that said, "In Spags, we trust." And here's his reaction to those T-shirts.
I was humbled and embarrassed, to be quite honest with you. But those guys had fun with it, so thank God we ended up doing well.
In other news, the University of Kansas announced that their football team will be playing their home games at the Chiefs' Arrowhead Stadium in Sporting KC's Children's Mercy Park, while David Booth Memorial Stadium is going under renovations. Mid-America Network Sports.
Who doesn't want a piece of the country? Check out this 95-acre tract of western Kingman County grass selling at auction on February 7th. Whether you're looking to expand your grass holdings or build your dream home, this tract has new fencing, great grass cover, and is located just 3 miles southwest of Cunningham, Kansas. For more information, go to floydsells.com or give us a call at 620-532-1887. This auction is brought to you by Floyd Auction and Real Estate, your hometown auction and real estate professionals.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
According to CBS, the AFC Championship game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens set a record as the most watched AFC title game ever, with over 55 million viewers. At one point, around 64 million people were watching the game. Sunday's game was the most watched non-Super Bowl program on CBS in more than 30 years, since the 1994 Winter Olympics in primetime, as the defending Super Bowl champs won their second consecutive playoff road game with a 17-10 victory over the Ravens. NFL on CBS led all networks during the postseason, averaging 45.6 million viewers as the network's best postseason viewership since the NFL returned to CBS in 1998. This year's Super Bowl is exuberantly expensive, as Mark Ebbets, the president of Shelton Travel in Kansas City, explained just for travel costs.
Probably anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 round trip is what we're seeing right now for the nonstop flights. If you're willing to make a connection, it's less.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville boys basketball team, a come-from-behind win hosting Riley County Tuesday. 42-35 the final, as Marysville's up 4 at the half, but Riley County went up 4 at the end of 3. 16-5 Bulldogs down the stretch on 9 of 12 free throw shooting. Bulldogs led by Brian Siemens with 15 points. Mason Rader came off the bench with 10 as Marysville improves to 8-5. Riley County led by Eli Harmison with 22 points. Falcons fall to 3-11. Marysville 42, Riley County 35 in boys play. Girls went to overtime. Riley County coming inbounds with under 8 seconds left. Last second launch at the buzzer. Taryn Shepard gets the three for a win, 43-42. Riley County led in scoring by Shepard and Maddie Davis, 12 apiece. Anna Lambert adds 11. Falcons 5-8-1. Marysville's Casey Rush at 15 as Marysville falls to 5-8. Dropping a 43-42 overtime decision Tuesday. Makeup game hosting Concordia for MHS Thursday and Abilene Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls play. Riley County edged Marysville in overtime 43-42. Hanover girls took Valley Heights 59-37. Frankfort beat Blue Valley 55-30. Washington County over Lynn 55-39. Donovan West topped Axtell 53-23. Centralia beat Troy 47-41. Concordia edged Clay Center 50-49. Chapman beat Clay Center 35-34. Northeast Kansas Home School over Abilene 42-33. And in boys play, Marysville beat Riley County 42-35. Hanover down Valley Heights 55-45. Blue Valley boys beat Frankfort 59-48. Lynn over Washington County, 41-34. Axtell defeated Donovan West, 49-42. Centralia beat Troy, 50-32. Clay Setter down Concordia, 53-35. Clay Setter took Chapman, 68-61. And Abilene beat Northeast Kansas Home School, 67-57.
FNIC Group proudly supports the Beatrice Orangemen winter sports teams. The community admires the Orangemen's dedication, skill, teamwork, and sportsmanship, and knows the teams will work hard to bring home the victories. Good luck from FNIC Group in Beatrice. Our name has changed, but our values haven't.
Increase garden productivity while decreasing water and fertilizer needs with Keyhole Gardening. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This intensive technique allows you to grow produce and compost plant-based kitchen scraps in one circular garden plot. Keyhole gardening is a sustainable technique that allows people to raise food in hot, dry locations with poor soil. Started in Africa, the idea has spread around the world. Plants are grown in the outer ring of the circular raised bed. The smaller inner circle is used for composting kitchen scraps and watering the garden. A small pie-shaped notch is made in the circular bed to allow easy access to the inner composting circle. The sides of the raised bed garden can be made from stones, cement blocks, bamboo, or any available materials. The height varies depending on the gardener, but should make planting, tending, and harvesting easy. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated is proud of the New Ohio Central, Centralia, and Axtell High School students who continually strive to be the very best in FFA, speech, band, choir, FBLA, and so many other areas. Keep up the good work. From Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, with over 50 years of service. Homus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Nemaha Central students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a pat on the back. Good luck at events this week from Homus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
It's said a dog is a man's best friend. In this case, the dog was this man's best friend even after his death. The story became a legend of its own, a tale that still brings people to this town to learn about a dog and a visit to the cemetery. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In Terre Haute, Indiana, you'll find a quite unique story connected to one of the local cemeteries.
John Heinel, he was a local florist business owner. He had a beloved bulldog.
Susie Quick at the Vigo County History Museum shares that when Heinel died, the legend is the dog was so upset he began a daily ritual to still connect with his master.
He kept running off to the mausoleum and eventually grieved himself to death on the steps of the mausoleum. So the family had the dog stuffed and placed inside the mausoleum.
The fact a dog had been stuffed and put inside the mausoleum led to a story that lives on to this day.
Young people visiting the cemetery would hear the howling of the dog at night. They'd look inside the mausoleum and see his eyes glowing back at them.
The tales of howling in the night at the Highland Lawn Cemetery created quite a stir.
Thus began the legend of Stiffy Green and how this haunted bulldog was still guarding the tomb of his master.
Eventually, though, changes needed to be made because too many people were heading there in the night to investigate.
Eventually, the family decided to move Stiffy Green out of the mausoleum and donated him to the Historical Society in 1989, and he has been with us ever since.
Interestingly, Susie says the tale is a bit of a legend because Mr. Heinel's dog was never alive. He was, in fact, a ceramic bulldog that his wife probably had placed at the cemetery because he loved it, or she hated it. Nevertheless, you can come here to the Historical Society Museum and see the bulldog, Stiffy Green, standing next to a recreation of the mausoleum that he guarded, a legend that lives on today. Traveling the countryside in Terre Haute, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
To the sure sign that spring is coming is when lambs are born. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The whole process is a lot easier on them and you if you're well prepared as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Lambing season, sheep producers spend most of their time in the barn, checking the flock morning, noon, and night to look for new lambs or signs of lambing. Extension educator Melanie Barkley at Penn State University says the ewe should be healthy and in good condition, not too thin, not too fat. That means proper nutrition management throughout the pregnancy.
Typically, I recommend that folks start with an average quality hay, and they can feed that clear up until the last third of the pregnancy. At that last third, the nutritional requirements of the ewe tend to increase a lot, either improve the quality of the hay or, in addition, add a higher energy type of feed. That's normally some sort of grain. Corn works very well.
It's important to prevent overcrowding with other sheep. Make sure there's plenty of ventilation, but the area should be free of drafts. There's no need to boil water and wash the sheets, but Barkley says there are a few supplies you'll want to have on hand just in case there are problems.
In addition to having the basics of, say, iodine, the CD&T, which is a vaccination for overeating and tetanus, you'll want to have whatever method they use for castrating. So you want to make sure you have the band prepared for that. Nutrient drench in case they've got weak lambs. A weak lamb feeding tube in case a lamb's not able to nurse right away. Bottle and nipples, milk replacer. Those would all be kinds of things that you would want to have on hand.
The ewe will let you know she's about ready to give birth. Her breathing rate will increase. She'll be restless, paw at the ground, and separate herself from the other sheep. Check on her often to make sure everything's all right. Find more tips on lambing preparation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A food company's path from local startup to top-ranked national brand. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The So Good, So You brand name isn't as well known as Nike or Apple, but in the world of functional beverages, it's number four nationally. Eric Hall and his wife started the company 10 years ago in the Twin Cities. He says it's not easy turning a vision into a reality.
Because if your growth is, I've got this wonderful product, I can make it at home or I can make it in a kitchen and my friends love it, but the behind the scenes financials of that, scaling that is going to be very problematic. And so being able to understand and assess the reality of your vision to the viability of the end goal that you're looking for, the sooner you can do that, the better.
Hall says reaching the goal you envision also requires a keen awareness of how your business needs to operate.
Focus on the business fundamentals, because when you are going to any investor or you're taking capital from friends and family, which of course you want to pay back, making certain that the structure, you know, your profitability or product margin, you know, your runway, you have some idea of what type of company you actually want to be and have data to support, that's going to assist you being able to talk to anyone who's looking at putting in capital in a way that adds value and hopefully then can ease that conversation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bids are being accepted for the Frank Feldhausen Trust on two properties in Herkimer Township east of Bremen. The first is 123 acres tillable production. The second, 10 acres in the southeast corner, includes house and outbuildings. For inspection or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway Wiggers and Brenniger in Marysville. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, February 16th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway Wiggers and Brenniger for more details, inspection, and bidding information. An open house to property is planned this Saturday, February 3rd, 10 to noon at 955 Fifth Road.
Good Wednesday. I'm Sam Smack with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The recent Farm Futures 2024 acreage estimates showed farmers expect to plant 85 million soybean acres this year. Jacqueline Holland, grain market analyst for Farm Futures, says usage rates are rising faster than production, which means soybean stocks will remain tight for the 2024-25 marketing year.
They're still going to end tight because of the growing soybean crush estimates that we're expecting to see with the boom in renewable diesel demand. So that is actually going to tighten soybean supplies during the next marketing year more than soybean supplies already are. So that's a really good sign for soybean producers that even if there aren't more acres this year, the market is still going to be hungry for those soybean bushels over the next year, year and a half or so.
The Farm Futures Survey shows producers planting 37.3 million acres of winter wheat, higher than USDA's January estimate of 34.4 million acres. Holland says that the winter wheat number was surprising to them.
I was very surprised to see that, especially since winter wheat prices at both the Chicago and Kansas City Board of Trade have just fallen exponentially over the last year. However, because hard red winter wheat production still struggled a little bit last year, where our farmers indicated in Kansas and Oklahoma, they had already planted it to be harvested this summer. Also, I think that there, with higher bean prices, soft red winter wheat growers in southern Illinois and Missouri are wanting to capitalize on those winter wheat and soybean rotations, so we saw higher acreages expected in those states as well.
The decision between planting spring wheat or soybeans may depend on moisture, and it is important to remember that plans can completely change between now and the spring planting season. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services' Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium.
Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
A sure sign that spring's around the corner is when lambs are born. It's a lot easier on them and you if you're well prepared on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Lambing season, sheep producers spend most of their time in the barn checking the flock morning, noon, and night to look for new lambs or signs of lambing. Extension educator Melanie Barkley at Penn State University says the ewe should be healthy and in good condition, not too thin, not too fat. That means proper nutrition management throughout the pregnancy.
Typically, I recommend that folks start with an average quality hay, and they can feed that clear up until the last third of the pregnancy. At that last third, the nutritional requirements of the ewe tend to increase a lot, either improve the quality of the hay or, in addition, add a higher energy type of feed. That's normally some sort of grain. Corn works very well.
It's important to prevent overcrowding with other sheep. Make sure there's plenty of ventilation, but the area should be free of drafts. There's no need to boil water and wash the sheets, but Barkley says there are a few supplies you'll want to have on hand just in case there are problems.
In addition to having the basics of, say, iodine, the CD&T, which is a vaccination for overeating and tetanus, you'll want to have whatever method they use for castrating. So you want to make sure you have the band prepared for that. A weak lamb feeding tube in case a lamb's not able to nurse right away. Bottle and nipples, milk replacer. Those would all be kinds of things that you would want to have on hand.
The ewe will let you know she's about ready to give birth. Her breathing rate will increase. She'll be restless, paw at the ground, and separate herself from the other sheep. I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips on lambing preparation at agriculture.com.
$15.70 now.
Homesend Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
Good Monday afternoon. I'm Tim Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday here, still mixed to slightly lower in the livestock and lower in the grains as March corn finds itself down 1.25 at 446.5. May down the same 1.25 mark at 457.5. Double-digit losses pretty much all across the wheat contracts. March Kansas City wheat specifically down 11.5 to 619.25. May trading at 618.25. That's down 10.5 cents on the day. Mixed in the oats as March finds itself up 0.25 cent at 377.25. However, May oats down to 370. That's down 2.25 on the day. Lower in the soybeans as well. Slight losses as March beans finds itself down 4 at 1214.75. May down 2.25 to 1225.5. Soybean meal seen two-sided trade today. Back into the green as March meal back up 260 to 365.60. Soy oil still a bit lower. March down 7 points at 45.93. Cotton complex has seen two-sided trade, but stronger here through midday. March cotton up 41 at 85.19. May up 37 at 86.43. Looking through the livestock, still mixed to slightly lower today. February live cattle down 40 at 177.62. April down 72 at 181.02. Later into the year, we do start to see some gains. Same story for the feeder cattle. Lower in the immediate months. March down to 240.57. That's a loss of 75 cents on the day. April down 40 cents to 246.60. And mixed in the hogs now. February lean hogs still higher, up 45 at 76.30. However, April's down 12 cents at 84.77. Into the energy markets. March crude oil down 193 at 75.89. February unleaded gas is down 7 at 218 a gallon. Heating oil up 2 at 283. And still green for natural gas as well. March up 4 at 211. Taking a look at the stock markets here as we pass through midday, the NASDAQ has fallen over 1% as Alphabet, Microsoft slide during the following earnings of the Fed decision looming. The NASDAQ currently down 195 at 15,314. The S&P currently down 38 at 4,887. And the Dow Jones now down 6 at 38,460. Dollar index today weaker as well. March dollar down 18 at 103.03.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash, 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program at Kansas State University is accepting applications for its next class. President of CARL, Jill Zimmerman, discusses the program, who she recommends apply, and the capstone experiences. She begins by explaining how CARL started.
CARL was founded in 1989 and by a group of agriculturists, and the vision at that time was to bring people together to create a legendary network of folks who, at the end of that two-year experience, have a network of opportunities to connect with people, experiences, and places that hopefully at the end of the day allow them to go back home to their community, whatever, however we define that community, and be able to make change or to do the things necessary that allow our communities to be more successful.
She describes what people can make a good fit for CARL.
You want folks that care. You want folks that, you know, care about their community, care about agriculture, and want to further develop a network that helps them be better people at the end of the day, better for their families, better for their careers. And so there's not like a rubric per se that says you have to check all of these boxes, but it does say that you need to care. And so you have to be between ages of 25 and 55. But I'll tell you, though, that we've exercised discretion in that. In the current class, we have folks that are both younger than 25 and also older than 55, because it's real about goodness of fit, right? You want to find a group of cohorts that really fit together. And the current class is amazing, right? They've really come together well. And so really, it's just you have demonstrated a commitment to learning. You've demonstrated a commitment to making our world a better place. And so if you've served in some form of capacity, or if you have a desire to be a lifelong learner and to have a greater impact upon yourself, those are the type of candidates and the type of applicants that we're really looking for.
The two-year program has two capstones, and Zimmerman says what they are.
Capstone for year one is the Washington, D.C. Gettysburg Leadership Experience, which the Gettysburg Leadership Experience is where the participants in the class actually spend time on the battlefield, and then they'll go to the classroom and they'll talk about lessons on the battlefield that day from Gettysburg. And so it's an exceptional experience, and to watch that transformational leadership experience and what happens is super cool. And then so that's the capstone for year one. And then year two is an international tour. So the current class will travel to Spain in March of 2024.
That was Jill Zimmerman, president of CARL, with information about the Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program at K-State. Learn more at www.karlprogram.com. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Unlock 10% below MSRP on a brand-new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. The most luxurious model in its class features everything you could expect and more. Don't miss your chance at the very best value on the most awarded SUV ever. Arrange for a test drive today during the Start Something New sales event. See Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on West Court in Beatrice for complete details. Not all models or buyers will qualify. Offer ends January 31st.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Losses for Microsoft and Alphabet pulled down the NASDAQ this morning. The tech-heavy composite was down nearly 1.5% going into the midday. The S&P 500 was off 0.8%, but the Dow was higher by 32 points. Investors are watching carefully as the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee wraps up its first meeting of the year today. The expectation is that the Fed will leave interest rates where they are before reining them in the springtime. Despite talk about people canceling their Prime subscriptions, data suggests that Amazon Prime membership is actually bouncing back across the United States. Membership growth may actually have increased after a dip in 2022, according to that data. And Starbucks is offering a little olive oil in its coffee. The Oleato line of beverages is available nationwide. It was developed after Starbucks founder Howard Schultz took a trip to Sicily and saw people drinking a spoonful of olive oil every morning. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
We'll be right back. Northeast Kansas original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Fran.